Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Free Psychic Readings Monday evening. It's 7 o'clock here in Alberta, probably around 9 or 10 o'clock on the East Coast and 6 o'clock on the West Coast. Welcome to Free Psychic Readings. As I said, this is Nina. I will be your host tonight and for the next 4 or 5 weeks. Lennis is taking a sabbatical to get some work done on her books, so I will be doing Monday's show. So welcome to that, and let's all have a really good time. Just a reminder, there was a full moon last night, so if you are feeling a little bit tired, a little bit miserable, a little bit whatever, it's because of the full moon. So just hang in there. The effects should be gone in the next couple of days or so. Other than that, I have a couple of birthdays. Happy birthday to my grandson, Jordan. He was 27, turned 27 today. And happy birthday to my brother, Chris, tomorrow. He will be, 58. Happy birthday, Chris. He is my little brother. Other than that, I don't think I have any more birthdays coming up this week, just those two. So anyway, we will get on with the show. If you have any questions, please, if you want to go in the chat room, I am kind of monitoring that. I will answer you live tonight because I don't have time to look after both the queue and the chat room and type. So, yeah, I'll answer you live. So pop in there. Welcome to everyone. Whether you're using a landline, you're on your computer, or you're calling through Skype. So have a good evening. Let's have fun tonight. Okay, let's go to our first caller. Area code 631, you're on the air with Nina.
Thank you,
hello.
Nina. Yes, hello.
You're welcome.
Thank
Hi.
You. Hi.
You're welcome.
This
Who's
is Nicole.
This?
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, I have a question about, I'm pretty sure that I'll be able to move by December, so I'm wondering if you pick up anything about that.
To move from your current residence, is that correct?
Yes.
In-state, out-of-state?
In-state.
Okay, you're going to stay where, okay. Yes, yeah, telling me now, see, a brick building.
It's a building?
Yeah, I see a brick build. It's a brick duplex, I believe, or townhouse or something.
Okay.
But it's brick. Either brick or stone, but it's something hard, like a hard substance. Like a rock type substance. There's one of the two. I'm not picking up. Three bedrooms, I believe. It's not coming in very clear for some strange reason.
Oh, okay. Maybe because I'm expanding like my preferences. I don't want to be too restrictive, you know, just kind of keeping things open. Maybe that's why, because I was kind of getting, you know, kind of specific with it. But, you know, just last night, actually, I kind of, you know, wanted to expand a little bit about, because I was just looking at houses. I didn't want to do apartment really, but then I was like, you know what, I'm just going to be open to it. Maybe there is an apartment or townhouse that, you know, it'll be all right for me.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why I'm not picking up anything specific, but it isn't an apartment. It's a townhouse or a duplex. Yeah, no,
okay.
It's not an apartment. But it is two stories. There is stairs. Is that a problem?
Well, I have little ones, but I can get the gates for them.
Yeah. And I do see three bedrooms in this. So it's a nice place. It's got a nice yard, too.
Oh, great. And are you picking up maybe that I'm right in my time frame that, you know, no later than December I'll be moving?
Yeah, it will be within this year. So sometime before December, yes, you will be moving.
All right. Well, thank you, Nina. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Nicole. You have a great week.
You too. Thank you. Oh, wait, can I?
You're welcome.
I almost forgot. I called, and you were so right about the money. You and Lennox were talking about money with my job. Within 3 days of you guys saying that, I was notified that I was going to get a bonus, and I'm up for a promotion in January. So I just wanted to let you know that. That it was amazing. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for the confirmation. It's always nice to hear that we were right, and yeah, that our readings were right on. It boosts us up, you know, because sometimes we don't hear back from people. And it is really nice to hear back from everybody to just to let us know that what we've told you has come. Especially
yes,
the good
news. Yes, it definitely did. Yeah, it was so good. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling, Nicole. You have a good rest of the week, and give that little one of yours a hug from me.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night, John.
Good night.
All right. Next caller is area code. If I can get you on here. 229. You're on the air with Nina.
Hey, Miss Nina. This is Melvin. How are you?
I'm great, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing better. Yeah. Tell Miss Lennox I wish you well. Called the show the other day, and she wasn't feeling well.
Yeah, no, she's not feeling too well, but, you know, she'll be fine. We all get like this from time to time, so it's okay. She'll be fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, for sure we'll tell her you wished her well. So what can
yes,
I do for you today?
Okay, I got a letter today from Social Security, and they was telling me that they don't want to go back. Like they said I'm eligible for benefits, but they looking at the date. Like I didn't get disabled until the 2016, but I'm a diabetic and I've been a diabetic all the way back since 2002. And I just wanted to know, was they going to change it? Cause they had me down for, back from 2006 all the way to 2018. But now they're saying, like, I'm just eligible for, they don't want to give me the rest of my years for diabetes, that I've been a diabetic.
There is different.
I do have a attorney.
Yeah, okay, I know diabetes, Melvin. There's some that cannot work at all, and there's others that are totally able to work, and it's my understanding that you were working up until just a short time ago. Am I right?
I haven't worked. Yeah, I mean, I was working. I was working, but I had limitations, I was sitting at the front door. But I just want to know: is my attorney going to get them to change the date back to 2006 when I was a diabetic? I have neuropathy.
No.
Why not?
They may take it back a couple more years, Melvin, but they're not going to go all the way back to 2006 because you were able to work. Even though there was limitations, you were still able to work. And the angels are telling me that be grateful for what you are getting and don't push too hard. The lawyer does his job. He will do a good job for you, and he will get you what you are entitled to. Not that I'm not saying that you shouldn't be paid till back then, but you're fighting government, and the angels are telling you just don't push it. Be happy that you are now going to get it.
How much do you think, what the angels, you know, saying about how much you think I'm going to be getting, they go back a couple more years, was a lump sum?
I'm not picking up at all. I'm sorry, Melvin. I think it's because the difference in the countries. Like, I'm Canadian, so I have no idea.
I know.
What? Yeah. So I have no idea what the difference is, and maybe my angels aren't picking up on that either. I'm seeing four figures. That's all I'm seeing is four figures. I have no amount. The number five comes in, but I don't know where the number five comes in. Like, I don't know if it's 5,000 or 55,000. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's okay. All I'm getting. But I, you know what? I am really, really happy that has come through for you, and that you won't have to worry now.
Do you
you
want to know? Yeah, it is. But I was expecting. I mean, like, how much you think I'll be getting per month? Though we get, you know, plus I get a check each month for this disability.
Yeah, you know what, Melvin? I have no idea what you're going to get each month.
I think the minimum is like. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Continue. It's fine.
I know the minimum is $1,300 a month, but people have gotten $2,000 a month.
I think it's all based on wages, is it not?
Oh, yeah. I've been working all my life, so,
yeah,
I have
it
in there.
I know, but it's all based on what you were making per month before you were disabled. That's what it's all based on. I know that's what it's based on up here. So that's what it's going to be based on there too as well. For sure you'll get the minimum.
Okay.
And along with your disability, hopefully that will be sufficient for you.
Well, it's I'm not being selfish about it, but, you know, I was expecting more. Because I've been sick that long and working. But now my health started failing. I have neuropathy. And doctors, you know, then told me I have nerve damage.
Mm-hmm.
And
my
feet, you know, so, and that was back in, that's been a long time ago. But
yeah, unfortunately,
I understand.
Melvin,
I'm grateful.
Yeah, unfortunately, it might have been for a long time ago, but you were still working. They're only going to take it from the time that you haven't been working. That's just the way it goes. That's legally the way it goes. So hopefully your lawyer can get you, you know, something a little bit more. But
yeah, he will, because I was working in 2006. I mean, I was working. So they trying to say 2016. They trying to put it on the injury when I stopped working. That's not fair. That's what they trying to do. Like, when I first got hurt on my job in 2016, that's when I stopped working because of that. But I still had medical problems. I still was seeing the doctor. I still had neuropathy, and I was still working. So they said they'll go back to 2000. They told me that it was going to go back to 2006 up until today. And then my attorney told me they was going to go back to 2012. They may stick to that, you know, up until today. So that would be fine if they stick to that. But they got another letter to send out to me for another to see, can I get it straight now? And so may I got to kind of do it again and then file for appeal. Because they, my benefit, So I just got two more things to do. So it may change. I don't know. The angels may have something different for me.
Yeah, well, I'm just, the number five is still coming up. So maybe they are going to put an additional 5 years on there, Melvin. Five is still coming. So maybe that's what it is. So I guess you will find out.
Yes, ma'am.
I think this should all be settled before the 1st of October.
Okay. By the middle of next month?
Well, yeah, I think so. I think before the
yeah,
before the 1st of October. Before the 1st of
yeah.
October, this should be set. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Miss Nina. I appreciate you.
You're welcome,
right.
Melvin, and you have a great talk to you soon.
All right, you too. Thank you. God bless. Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, you are listening to Free Psychic Readings Monday. This is Nina. Our number is 646-727-2914. I have an open queue, so if you'd like to call in, please do so. I would just like to tell you all that I will not be broadcasting next Monday, as it is a holiday up here in Canada, so I am taking the weekend off. But I will be with you for the rest of the Mondays in October. So just mark that on your calendar. I will not be here next Monday, but I will be here for all the other Mondays in October. Oh, Heather, I'm sorry life is upside down for you. How can I help? What would you like to ask me? Please go ahead and do so. Like I said, I have all lines open, so go ahead and ask me, Heather. Oh, work is upside down. Oh, I see a female causing a little bit of problems for you. Yes, and do apply for another job. But I do see a female at your work causing problems. She's doing a little bit of backstabbing. Definitely time to look for another job. I see three. Three what? The number three is coming up. Have you applied for three jobs lately? Three is coming up. Okay, there should be three job opportunities for you within the next, I'm going to say 10 days. And you will choose one of them. You'll have two really good interviews, and you'll have a choice between the two. So, yeah, that's coming up for you. No, Heather, I don't see a particular state at all. Sorry. I don't see you leaving the state. I see you maybe moving. I don't see you leaving the state. Anyways, I've got another caller. I'll come back to you in a minute. Okay, area code 313. You're on the air with Nina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Fine. I was just wanting to know, when do you see me getting a new car, or do you see me moving?
May I have your first name, please?
Sherelle.
Sherelle. New car. Yellow. Yellow. Why is yellow coming up? Do you like yellow?
No.
Okay, why did yellow come up? It's not a yellow car. That much I can tell you. It's definitely not a yellow car. Is there yellow flowers in somewhere near you?
No.
No? What the heck? Why yellow? I have no idea why the angel threw yellow at me. Okay, let's concentrate on a new car.
My grandma liked yellow.
Oh, maybe your grandma was trying to. Maybe your grandma's trying to communicate with you.
Probably so, because I kept seeing a black and yellow butterfly like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
but
maybe she's trying to communicate with you. But yeah, but yellow was just wow. It was like yellow, 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 and I'm going, what's yellow? They're not telling me what's yellow. So yeah,
mm-hmm.
Something. Okay, so maybe it's grandma. Okay, let's see about a car. Yes. Silver four-door. Silver or gray?
Hmm.
A metallic gray? Four-door.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's not new, brand new or anything, but it will be a good, reliable vehicle for you. I'm not getting
okay.
any make or anything. That's all I'm getting is silver or gray four-door. Yeah, and it will be a good vehicle
what,
for you.
When would this take place?
2 months.
Hmm.
Yeah, 2 months. Before the end of October.
Okay.
So around mid-October. It's going to take you that long. Yeah, you've got to save up for insurance.
Okay.
You need to save up for insurance anyway. So save up for insurance. Once you've got your insurance money saved up, you'll be okay to buy your car and finance it or do whatever you need to do with it. Yeah, it's a good vehicle. It will run for you as long as you do your oil changes, everything else. It will be a good vehicle for you for a few years.
Do you see this relationship that I'm in lasting, or do you see me moving?
Relationship you're in now?
Yes. His name Maurice.
It's Maurice?
Yes.
Mm. Wow. I'm seeing a wall.
Mm-hmm.
A big wall, and it's a very tall wall, and one that he's not a very good communicator, is he?
No.
Yeah. You need somebody that's able to talk to you and tell you what they're thinking, how they're feeling, and all that kind of stuff, and he's just not willing to do that. No, I don't see this lasting. Not at all. Mostly because of his lack of communication.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I would say, okay.
Yeah, I was planning on
now
moving.
They're telling me now that if you want it to work out, you need to sit down and talk to him. And tell him what you need from him. And if he does not compromise or even try and step it up a bit, it's time to walk away. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking about moving to Arizona with my mom, my sister down there, and I don't have no kids. So that was going to be my next move.
They said move. They said move. Move, move, move. That's what they're telling me. Move. It will be a good move for you.
Okay.
Yeah, it will be a good move for you. So, yeah, they're telling me for sure to move.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good week.
Thank you. You too.
I will. Talk to
All
you
right.
soon. Bye.
Okay,
we have all those lines open again. The area code is 646-727-2914. If I don't get a call soon, I am just going to call it a night, and we will talk to you all in 2 weeks. Heather, let's see. Yeah, I think everybody's feeling a little bit down, a little bit isolated right now, Heather. It is definitely the full moon energy. You know, I think you need to move closer to, I don't know whether it's family or friends, but you need to move closer to somebody that you really care about. So, you know what, it might be a good time for you to start looking out of state. Trying to find a job there, and that will help your peace of mind, as well as your pocketbook, because I see you are going to find 3 jobs within your area, in your state. But if you start broadening and looking elsewhere, the money will be better, and I think it will be better for your peace of mind, too. You really need a break from whatever you're going through right now. So go for it. And try not to let the negative energy you have around you bother you so much. Remember, I've often talked about surrounding yourself in white light. Well, I think it's time that you do that. And try and keep that white light around you, especially at work, because there's so much negative energy there that you really do need that white light. And again, if you need help in the morning before you leave for work, light a candle and use the light from that candle to surround yourself. And keep that white light around you all the time. Also, if you want to get a kyanite, it helps repel and helps you with the negative energy that surrounds you. So it's a blue shaley type stone. It's quite pretty. I carry one with me all the time because it helps with anything negative that may be around me. And when I feel upset, frightened, whatever, or things are bothering me, I just put my hand in my pocket and I rub that stone, and it provides comfort. So anyways, I guess because we have nothing else going on, I'm going to wrap up. Just a reminder, I will not be here next Monday, which is the 3rd, I believe. Yeah. It's a long weekend up here in Canada, and I am going to take the time to be with my family. But I will be back with you again on September 10th. And a reminder, too, that Lennis will not be around for any shows in September, as she is taking a sabbatical to center herself and do some work on her books. So much love, light, and happiness to all of you listening. I hope you have a wonderful week. Don't let this negative energy from this full moon affect you at all. Surround yourself in the white light, just like I told Heather. And have a great week. And I will talk to you on the 10th. Good night, everyone.